T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
She says I'm cold. Only time I'm comfortable kissing is sending X and O's. I send a message back to dispute this fact, but this I know.
Welcome on in, everybody. Before we get into today's show, it is your chance to win $1,000 in the Win Thousands free contest. Your word this hour is server. Server. S-E-R-V-E-R. Server. Text that to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of next hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive.
I know what you're thinking, Leroy. It was a little bit of a reach, I know. But it was either that or come in with Andy Roddick making a serve. But it did sound good.
Tough word.
Yeah.
Tough word to cheese.
Yeah. He tried.
Looking at Philippoussis. I was looking at John Isner, and it just didn't sound good on radio.
Speaking of server, last night the Cavs served the Celtics the business.
I mean,
that series is all even at 2 apiece. LeBron James going off.
It's amazing how much energy they all of a sudden played with and how little energy the Boston looked like they were playing with. Now, they were playing with a lot of energy. But you notice how LeBron didn't do too much in any stretch. But at the end of the game, 44.
Yeah, man. I think for him, he is getting into this craft of his game where it's not the explosive, everything is in transition. It's him kind of tempering down the game. I think the time you really remember him doing this is the finals where it was him and basically Dellavedova for 6 games, and he really needed to slow things down to even have a shot. And remember, he got 2 games against the Warriors that series. But, you know, as much as has been made about how he's been able to finagle the game, you know, temper it at his own pace because he kind of has to, especially with this guy surrounding him.
Except baseball, every sport has it.
Has what?
That where you can take a break. Like for me, if it was pass protection, right, and my guy didn't come, I just act like I was helping the tackle but not really helping him, and then I just ease on out, you know, catch my breath.
Yeah, baseball kind of has it. Pitchers, you got some really, really slow pitchers. That'll just be like.
But they're not going continuously.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know if they're doing it for rest. They're just doing it because it's their comfort zone. I guess some guys, if you're doing it just to slow a pace, like if a pitcher's humming along too much, that's why you got guys stepping out of the box too much.
Right.
But yeah, man, he's now got a 2-2. I don't really know. I feel like the Cavaliers are in a good spot right now.
Do you see LeBron losing 2 out of 3?
I don't have enough confidence in what I've seen from that team. Not him. I just don't have enough confidence because I feel like we could go back to Boston and Boston could smoke him. It's kind of reminded me a little bit of the Bucks series that they played.
Right.
It is a weird thing with them. They are a bit of a, I want to call them a team of role players, but they seem to be more comfortable in their element playing in Boston.
But if you say roles were reversed, who has a better chance of winning on the road?
I would say LeBron.
Right.
I would say LeBron, but they don't have to win on the road. They don't have to win on the road. They got their 2 games that they need.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They're going to have to win on the road to win it.
Yeah, the Cavs do.
Yeah, but yeah. That's what I'm saying. Now, Boston doesn't.
Not yet.
Right.
No. But for me, yeah, I would look at them and I would say, yeah, I would definitely be more confident. I mean, look, LeBron's done that in the most dire of circumstances. He's been in that situation before of having to win. This is a series where he can go lose this game and he's got a game at least coming home. It's not the situation like in 2012 where he had to go there and win. It was win or go home.
Right.
He will have that situation if it comes to that and then goes to game seven. It's game seven. But yeah, I mean, would you be surprised if the next game is Boston goes out and they smoke the Cavaliers by 15?
I would.
Really?
Yes. I think this is going to be a LeBron sweep. Lose the first two and win the next four.
You've replaced the gentleman sweep? You've given him his own thing?
No, gentleman sweep is you lose the first one and then win the next four.
So the LeBron sweep is LeBron you lose sweep. Two, you
he's
lose
done
two,
it
win
before.
Four.
He's done it before.
I know he's done it before.
Okay.
It's Pick'em now. The game's being set at Pick'em for tomorrow night.
All right, let's get the headlines.
This is WAXY-AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
What'd you say?
That's a handsome man. Gotta tell him.
Ronaldo?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not ashamed.
You shouldn't be. He's a pretty man.
Not pretty. Handsome.
No, I'd say he's pretty.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a pretty boy.
Yeah. All right.
What you got, Robbie?
All right, we got a little NBA basketball tonight, 9 o'clock. Western Conference Finals, Game 4. It is the Rockets and the Warriors. The Warriors are big. 8.5-point favorites tonight.
I am sensing, to pull out one of Robbie's phrases, I'm sensing a pride game tonight from the Rockets.
That's actually Leroy.
Oh, that's your thing? I thought that you haven't even started.
Leroy invented the pride rule.
I'm the pride rule.
I think it started with football
when teams were 11, 12, and 13-point favorites.
We got ourselves three losers here, all right? We got James Harden, Chris Paul, Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah.
All-time losers, never winning the big one. Can tonight there be pride? I know this team, the Warriors, they don't lose ever since they got Kevin Durant at home. However, this Rockets game won 65 games. And by God, if you don't come out tonight and at least give me a fight, I lose all respect.
Didn't D'Antoni win over 60 games
with Phoenix?
Yeah. With Phoenix?
Multiple times, I'm pretty sure.
He got screwed 1 year with the suspension.
Oh, because Stoudemire left the bench. The bench.
Left the bench. Can there be pride? Because that's got to be their next. It's got to be Harden, Chris Paul, and pride.
You know what bothers me about Houston is that it's known when they play well, the ball moves, right? Everybody in the basketball world knows that. Harden knows that. Chris Paul knows that. Everybody knows that. Why on earth does James Harden go to the top of the key and dribble for 15 seconds?
That is his thing, though.
But that's when the game goes awry.
Yeah, it makes
it's
things.
Not, it, look, it wasn't his thing when they won.
Nope, it wasn't. They shot 45 threes.
Don't you have to be aware as a player?
Yeah, I think that you have to go bombs away to that. I think it's the only way. I thought that was the whole point of it. You know what I mean?
You got to create those shots, though. You don't create those shots by Harden just dribbling it back and forth because Steph's on him and everybody watching.
Mm-hmm. But that's him.
That's the lesson. And I don't want to say this. You know how I feel about this individual that's about to come out of my mouth. It has a little mellow in it.
Yeah, but I would say Harden, since he's been in this system, has been better.
But it's hard. Here's what's amazing. It truly is hard to complain about somebody that averages almost 10 assists a game, right?
Yeah.
What is the average? Between 8 and 10?
A lot of assists.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd say if you want to say Melo, I would say if you want to talk about the two guys who have been really, really good, who probably have the most boring games to watch, like Styles. That, I would say, is a fair comparison.
Because
they're boring.
But at least Harden, it's like he's been playing like a wily old veteran for the last 5 years.
Yeah, but you want to know what bothers me about Harden? It's not even just his style. It's the flopping. And then when he does something good, I like when Steph goes good because Steph will shimmy. He'll shake in your face. He'll trash talk for a little guy. And when Harden does it, it's kind of just like he looks like Prince in the Chappelle Show. Where it's just like, that's right, I hit your shot in your face. And just like, he like glides away.
Right?
It's so, ugh.
He moves like, there's nothing that James Harden does that you would say, he's got that explosion in his game.
No.
But he gets by everybody.
I know. It's very frustrating.
It's a weird game to watch. They didn't give him many fouls.
No.
He didn't get many fouls. I'm surprised somebody didn't go off on the refs to get, you know, a little
more. Well, D'Antoni seems to think the pressure's on the Warriors.
No, it's not.
That's what he said. He said, pressure's on them. We'll get to more of that in a second. Robbie, what else you got, man?
Oh, yeah, you got Marlins and Mets tonight.
Nah.
Caleb Wiff going for the Marlins and Zach Wheeler going for the Mets. Marlins try not to lose four in a row. Let's see if Caleb Wiff goes more than 78 pitches.
I know, man.
Was that the number he went out at 78?
78 yesterday.
I saw the text and I'm like, wow.
And it's a second start. It wasn't like his first start in like a week. It was a second start.
Is this just Mattingly or is this a mandate from the franchise, though, where they're just like, hey, let's not burn out our arms for this season?
I think it's both. I think it's a lot of Mattingly.
Somebody texted, Harden is a one-way player as far as pride. Well, we'll see. But if they are like beasts sitting in front of a chocolate eclair, it's over.
Dude, this James Harden slapped Durant on the ass to the way to the basket the last game. It's so bad.
I'm telling you, it's really crazy like how his game is so successful. He's going to be the MVP, and it'll be the most, I mean, Steve Nash wasn't exciting, although he was very good at what he did.
Right.
He was great at what he did. But, like, yeah, man. Guy scores 40, and it's uneventful.
Yeah, I think, too, Harden's MVP this year also feels like, man, there's a lot of people I think have Russ regret from last year who are like, oh, maybe we should have given it to Harden the year before, but we gave it to Russ. And so that's why I think is also helping James Harden's case.
Well, keep in mind, at the time, Harden was coming off the bench.
No, I'm talking about last year when they were going head-to-head.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think people have Russ regret, like, oh, we gave Russell Westbrook the MVP just for triple-doubles.
And maybe he should have got that, so now he's going to get it this year.
That's what I think. I think that's a big...
You know who gets...
Do they account the postseason in their MVP voting?
It's already in.
Yes.
Wait, it's already in. I mean, look, he had a tremendous regular season.
You know what sucks about that, the whole MVP thing, is that they kind of give that award away like that. Because, I mean,
can you
question LeBron's year? I mean, geez.
I mean, you can't give LeBron the MVP if you're just doing the regular season.
Yeah, but here's the thing with LeBron. Like, LeBron's, like, actively trying to get other teammates gone in the middle of the season.
Right.
You know, like, people go with LeBron and they're like, well, LeBron James isn't playing defense like he used to. It's like, I can't get too much on that. It's the regular season. And James Harden, I'm not going to go defense for defense, him and James Harden. Because at the end of a game, like, I've seen LeBron James just completely neuter James Johnson at the end of a game, not able to get a basket.
Right.
So it's not that. It's just, you know, part of it, I think, is LeBron is graded on a curve because we've seen the level of excellence that he's been to. And part of it is also, you know, they're in the East. They were the 4 seed and one team won 65 games. I do think that, I think in a scaled grading system, I think that's going to play up for Harden. Anything else, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. Apparently the Spurs are planning to offer Kawhi Leonard the Supermax.
Yeah, we'll get to that too. A desperate move. Desperate move from a team that knows that the writing's on the wall. All right. Speaking of trades.
Oh, no. We're going to do this again?
This is going to be exciting to people, though.
Is this the only reason why Heat fans are ready for the season to end?
This isn't wild. This isn't one of my cockamamie things.
Answer my question.
I can't wait for the offseason.
Right. Like,
But I may have a destination for a certain someone. I may have a destination. It's not crazy. I think I may have found a taker. We'll tell you about it next. Ah, yeah. Welcome on back, everybody. Toby DeLeroy here with you. Robbie on the other side. Beast is out the next couple days. We haven't suspended him. That'll come in another time.
How do you defend this? How do you suspend your boss?
Oh, I'd find a way. I've had talks. Let's just say I dropped a little nugget to our PD today about moving Beast to a more secluded area so he'll get his work done. Piqued their interest. So Beast may be getting moved like Milton in Office Space. Into the boiler room. All right, so yesterday, Hassan Whiteside, he puts up this video on social media. And it's basically saying it's a meme of a famous IG account. The guy's like, I don't need no haters around me. I just want all love, no negativity around me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And turns off the comments. You know, read into it what you will. I'm like, oh, all right. Hassan Whiteside doesn't want to hear any of the noise. Wants all the negativity around him, all right? So this is going to be the biggest question going into the offseason for the Heat. While everybody's wheeling and dealing whales. Right now, Heat's number one thing. What's going to go down with Hassan? Do they really have anybody who could be a taker for him? Unlikely. Unlikely.
So however, that's why he can.
However, this piqued my interest. So, this report comes out from The Ringer that the Dallas Mavericks are going to go heavy into pursuing a big man this offseason. Heavy.
They wanted him.
They wanted him. And some of you may say, oh, well, yeah, they wanted him and he burned him and now he stinks. But one name on this list opened up the Hassan Whiteside door because they said they're interested in DeMarcus Cousins. They're interested in Julius Randle. And the third name, this one stunned me because you remember what went around this summer, DeAndre Jordan. And if you remember DeAndre Jordan, he burned them bad.
Oh, he got locked.
Do you remember the Clippers? Yeah. They locked him in the house with all the memes that were going around, and reportedly Mark Cuban was in their driveway yelling at him, saying, "You agreed to this!" So
they still want him?
Apparently. And let's just say they go big whiffing on all three of these guys. Who knows what Boogie Cousins want? Maybe he stays with the Pelicans. He's going to the highest bidder. Look, Boogie Cousins actually is not making it a secret. Give me the max. I sign with you. So let's just say they don't get him. Let's just say. No Boogie Cousins. DeAndre Jordan, maybe he opts in, maybe he stays. Let's say they don't get their options, their two first prizes. Maybe get on the little horny horn, say, "Oh, hey, Mark Cuban, what's up? You still want that big fella? Still want to sign Whiteside?" Because I got to say, if you're willing to go back to the guy who scorned you for the Clippers while they basically kept him under lock and key, I got to think Hassan's still got to be in the good graces of the Dallas Mavericks.
Except one small problem.
What's that?
All those other guys have warranted the money that they're going to get.
Well,
Harrison Barnes.
You're on my level, Robbie. That's what I'm thinking, too.
Oh, trade for Harrison Barnes?
Uh-huh.
Both have the same contract, basically.
Both have the same contract. Harrison Barnes, get yourself
one. You want Harrison Barnes?
Want him more. It's not that I want Harrison Barnes. It's just
you
like.
You just don't want.
Kind of.
Sometimes
like,
you gotta.
I like to call this the old addition by subtraction.
Yeah, but Harrison Barnes was horrible last year.
Okay. Not into Harrison Barnes. Well, no, he wasn't horrible last year. So he was. What we all remember from Harrison Barnes is Harrison Barnes had one of the.
Folded up.
Yes. Yeah. Harrison Barnes had one of the ultimate no-shows in the finals, so he's got stink on him. Everybody, you know, Harrison Barnes, remember when they won the championship, Harrison Barnes, oh yeah, all of a sudden, like, big piece of that, they just happened to replace Harrison Barnes with Kevin Durant. Uh-huh. But Harrison Barnes, he was part of the OG Warriors that got that ring.
Yeah.
But the next year, he was non-existent. Now, signed a big deal with the Dallas Mavericks because they shamed him off and they said, "You know what, Harrison, we're going to replace you with Kevin Durant. Nice knowing you." So, I'm just saying, it piqued my interest. When I saw DeAndre Jordan was on the list, it says, oh, Mark Cuban, apparently, he's willing to go back to a guy who embarrassed him, basically. Said, "I was taking your money," and then went back on his word. I'm just saying, he was willing to offer Hassan Whiteside $98 million beforehand.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd be interested in the final 2 years of that deal.
Or he's sitting back thinking, "Whoo, lucky I didn't give that stiff $98 million.
I got to think, if you're willing to give big money, because what would you rather do? Would you DeAndre Jordan? I mean, if we're really going apples to apples.
You know what
apples,
he is, and he's going to show up.
But you're going to have to give him a boatload of cash, too. So you're going to lock into 4 more years of DeAndre Jordan, or couple years of Hassan Whiteside. Let's see how this thing rolls. Last 2 years of Dirk.
And you're dumping money.
Dirk gets
money.
A big man.
And you're still dumping money also.
You're just reallocating money.
Right.
You're
getting rid of a guy you might
You're getting some size. You're getting your solid performer. Look, Harrison Barnes is good for them. Even if it's not Harrison Barnes, let's make it this. Let's say
Wesley Matthews.
Robbie's on the trade machine with me. We're seeing eye to eye.
They might not do Wesley Matthews straight up for Whiteside. You may have to take on Dwight Powell, too, which also works.
Dwight Powell, isn't he
He's making $9 million a year, Dwight Powell.
17 and 20. Yeah, they may want to get another year. Because the reason Matthews excites me is because the last year of his deal. Because ever since the Achilles injury, I'm just like, But if you're on the last year of that deal, now I'm talking. Now you can free up some space the next year.
He can replace Wayne Ellington also?
Yep, golden arm.
I cannot believe you.
Not on merit, Leroy.
Dude!
They don't have the money.
Oh, my goodness. Look, let me tell you something about this guy over here.
Who?
You.
What?
Next year, when we go to Heat Media Day, and these guys are on the team, mm-hmm. and you love them, and you love them, you only love them until they miss a few shots or something better shows up.
And if they get mad at me, I'm going to be like, welcome to sports, boys.
Welcome to sports. Oh, my goodness.
What? That's not fair. They're not allowed to fall in and out of love with their teams. They go and do what's best for them. I do what's best for me. It's a business. It's entertainment.
What?
Oh, so let me get this straight. Goran Dragic can force his way out of Phoenix because he doesn't like how things are going over there to put himself in a nice situation. But if he stinks up the joint, I can't be mad at him.
No. The issue is you calling him Gogi and everything's great. And
yeah.
Stop sending him back to the Suns.
Tough love.
He's not going to the Suns.
Tough love is effective.
He's not going back to Phoenix. He wanted to get out of there no matter what. He's going to go back?
Well, he doesn't really have a choice. He doesn't have a no-trade clause.
But Phoenix does.
Right, but
you think Phoenix would take him back?
Well, they're the coach.
You are crazy.
You're telling me the Slovenian national coach wouldn't want his captain back to guide young Luka?
Have you ever met an owner?
The owner doesn't know what he's doing.
Guess what? A player, a guy who he pays, demanded a trade. That's for a billionaire?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You don't just accept stuff like that. Man, you
are crazy. Dan Gilbert took LeBron back? How's that any different?
Oh, my God.
LeBron James, he snuck his way out of Cleveland, and it made it so...
He didn't sneak his way out of Cleveland.
Oh, trust me.
His contract was up.
Fine. That owner, do you remember the letter?
Let me ask you a question.
Do you remember the letter?
You see the same attitude you have now?
Mm-hmm.
Is why the athlete has the attitude he has.
Well, then, okay. Then
why are you making a big deal about LeBron leaving Cleveland in here?
I'm not making a big deal.
Yes, you are.
I'm not making a big deal.
You call him a rat bastard.
For different reasons.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't have had. Hold on. I wouldn't have had a problem with.
You are boxed in.
No.
Because that's exactly why.
I'm not. You don't just say boxed in and you're boxed in. You got to have facts to back up the
box.
That
is facts.
No. I call LeBron a rat bastard because he was disrespectful to the man who gave him the blueprint to be a champion. You know, it's very easy. It's very easy for LeBron James to sit up there all high and mighty right now. But it wasn't not 8 years ago that he was a choke artist who couldn't win anything. And he came here. They gave him the blueprint. They gave him Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade and says, go ahead, LeBron. Now you can flourish. This isn't Booby Gibson and Mo Williams and Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
Drew Gooden.
Although he was here for a year. It's not that. And what did he do? He got his championships. Now, all I'm saying is, if he would have, first of all, gone to that meeting with Riley and says, Pat, thank you. Thank you for giving me all I needed to finally become a champion.
The best player in the world does not have to do that.
He does. It's just common decency. You don't sit there and watch Portugal versus Uruguay and not look up from the screen watching the World Cup and not look at Pat Riley in the eye. You don't have him sit down there with Andy Ellsberg with the Larry O'Brien trophies that they gifted you, in a casino. You don't sit there and do that if you're a decent human being. That's rat bastard behavior. That's rat finketry. It is. And now, getting back to Goran.
No.
By the way, it's another World Cup year this year. He could easily do that again with Cleveland.
Question. Rat finketry?
Yeah, it's a thing. Leroy, I know you love LeBron. I get it. You're an athlete. You were an athlete. You're an all-time competitor, and you appreciate greatness. I've never said LeBron isn't a great basketball player. However, as a human being, is it right? Is it right? Let's not call him LeBron. Let's call him Mr. X. Would it be right for Mr. X to sneakily fly in a mistress that mother bleeped him publicly and called him basically his property in a Comic Sans letter? Would it be right for Mr. X to fly that person into Miami in a sneaky meeting to say, I'm coming back to you, baby, and then make Mr. X's husband at the time fly across the country instead of just stay in Miami and just let's just clear the air, fly across the country in a meeting where you wouldn't even look up from the table? Is that right? Is Mr. X right? Don't call him LBJ. He's Mr. X. Was Mr. X right?
See, what we're talking about here No.
Backtracking.
No, I'm not backtracking. Your bitterness and hatred has to do with the best player in the game leaving your team.
No, it doesn't. I would have been very appreciative if I didn't know about the
details.
That's
what they all say. Here's the saying.
I thank LeBron
when
he left.
It's not the fact that he left.
Yep.
It's how he left.
It's not even how he left. It's what he's done since he's left, a.k.a. not playing against the Heat like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, and also, I thank LeBron when he left. You can go look at the tweets. They exist. They exist. There's social media. There's a social media footprint of this.
No, nope.
I thanked him.
Every back-to-back, he always played against the other game. He always sat against the Heat.
I just have new details, and new details have painted a gray picture that I don't like. And, but the bigger point of this, we've got off track. The bigger point of this is, he went back to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. If he can go back to Cleveland and Dan Gilbert can forgive him, why can't the Suns owner forgive Goran Dragic?
Goran and justice for Tyson Chandler and Devin Booker. It works.
That's what I've been saying.
If you had a chance to keep Devin Booker, wouldn't you keep him?
Who? The Suns?
Yes.
What's he done, Devin Booker? Well, he scores a lot of points on a terrible team. Not an easier position in the NBA.
Two texts. Does Tobin have a copy of the Heat blueprint Riley gave to LeBron?
Yeah, I do.
And why this show doesn't have a third hour?
Oh, pfft. I mean, get out of here. Like, we've been trying sitting here.
Wait, we also have some other things. Somebody said, check Bleacher Report. They say that the Magic might have interest in Hassan. And little fact check on my same conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tim Hardaway Jr. traded by the Knicks, then traded for back to the Knicks. But no, he was traded by the Knicks, and then they signed him for ridiculous money to come back.
Yeah, he basically, we call that Knicks full circle. It's a thing.
You trade a guy and then pay him more money than you would have had to pay him if you'd have just kept him.
All right, we'll check that Bleacher Report for that thing. Also, man, this is an exciting day. This is an exciting day for Miami, Leroy.
What's up?
Tannehill's back, man. Back on the field. It's exciting. Practicing. Singing that football.
They get those sound bites. Yeah, we haven't heard a Ryan Tannehill sound in a year. Plus,
I don't think he talks till tomorrow because the media is not open for today. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's your boy.
I mean,
nothing?
Not until.
Disappointing.
What can I say?
He's got new weapons. Nope. They're out there. No shoulder pads.
Nobody can get knocked out. Yet.
Cut loose.
Nobody can get.
In fairness, though, they can't touch him anyway. Because he's got a red jersey.
No, he blew out his knee. He didn't get touched. But that's because it wasn't properly healed the last time.
Well, that's because they gave us false hope and said he was Wolverine. We're back after this.
Welcome back.
All right,
your
welcome back.
Your ticket welcome back.
Goran for Brandon Knight.
That same old place.
That would be funny. Homecoming for Brandon Knight. But no, I'm not doing that trade. So, Ryan Tannehill is back on the field today, which is kind of cool. It's cool for the Dolphins. I mean, look, I know there's a lot of Dolphin fans who aren't into Ryan Tannehill, but I mean, if you think that's anything but good news for your team, I don't know what to tell you.
Time out.
He had Jay Cutler as your quarterback last year.
Listen, and let me tell you guys, just because I say I root for Cleveland sports doesn't mean that I'm enthralled in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Does Leroy know when his boy Goldhammer is going to eat that poop?
Why would I know?
I'll tell you when he's going to eat that poop.
Never.
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 Never. And if he does, it's going to be a bootleg version. I'm telling you right now, if that was me, there would have been a road apple already eaten him by me. It would have been done. Dunzo. I'm a man of my word. This Goldhammer, I could tell from the first media moment that he had with this thing. He wasn't about that life. He wasn't about that poop-eating life. So
he just put his mouth out there.
He's like, oh, I got to see what the scientists say. And, oh.
Like, look, man, there's no way to make poop sterile. It's poop.
It's waste.
It's poop. That's it. Mm. So just do it or say.
Eat a Tums and then.
Look, you got two things to do. Eat the poop or eat your pride. That's it.
Here's the problem. With us, there would have been a designated amount.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, horses do like meatballs. Right?
I just don't even understand the bet. Like, when we made the Yelich bet, Yelich had 20 career home runs when that bet was made. I don't understand why you would ever make a bet for the Browns. First of all, I don't understand why you would make a bet for the Browns to not be the Browns. I don't get that. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, no. You're not in those talks. Like, was Goldhammer citing sources? Like, was he in the war room? Because from what I understand, nobody in the building in Cleveland even knew what Dorsey was going to do. He was keeping it so secret.
Right.
So, I mean, what are you talking about? I'll eat poop. I mean, it was a good month where we're hearing Baker Mayfield.
Right.
I don't understand it. You know, maybe it's like with the Dolphins, they had the surprise where, you know, Stephen Ross busted it through and he's like, excuse me, gentlemen, we going to do something smart here, or are we going to just go with the cookie cutter thing that we've been doing every single year? I mean, maybe you could see if there was a surprise like that. It feels like Dorsey was holding this one in the holster.
Right.
I don't understand it, but hey, Godspeed, Goldhammer. I'm sure you're not eating that poop, though. You're not a man of your word.
That being said, I'm not cool with him. I don't know him. I met him one time.
You roasted him.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I said was, ooh, we kill you in Miami. And he kind of, yeah. Like, yeah. It's not that. I ain't got nothing against him. I just don't, I don't know him. I met him one time.
He's not going to eat the poop. Trust me. He's not of that character.
Especially, could you imagine? It wouldn't just be radio personality. It'd be program director.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like, we always, to be honest with you, we always are a little bit thoughtful about some of the things we put our, you know, put ourselves out there about. No?
I mean,
you're thinking about it.
Not really.
Not really.
But
nothing's like over the top like that.
I just don't think that I'd ever put myself in that predicament. Like, because I don't know. Like, to me, eating the poop's not funny. It's just,
right.
It's degrading. Like, I mean, obviously there's going to be people SportsCenter covering him eating poop, but
we slap dogs with newspapers for eating their own poop.
He's a poop eater. That's such a label to have for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Crazy. I
mean, he's not, because he's not eating it.
No, he's not going to eat that poop. But anyway, getting back to the Dolphins, Leroy, I look at this team that Tannehill's got. I got to tell you, weapons, kind of fun. Kind of fun they got.
Wait, now, I'm not going to toot my own horn. But I said, when this all started happening, that they'll be better than they were last year.
Yeah.
And everybody seems to think they're going to have the same record as last year.
Well, here's what I'm worried. I would be more so worried. Obviously, you got to be concerned with Tannehill because he's come back from an ACL. But it's nothing that hasn't been done before. Brady did it. Rivers did it. I mean, Did Flacco have an ACL tear?
Yes, he did.
Flacco had an ACL tear. I mean, he still stinks. But, you know, he came back and he played. He was just his old Flacco self.
Right.
But I think Tannehill's health being, I do like the weapons they have. I think the question you got to have is on defense, because I think you're relying on a lot of youth. It's a lot of young guys.
There's two things that I never took into account as far as the defense was concerned last year. And I'm starting to realize that it may have played some type of role in the demise of the defense. One is they were on the field all the time.
All the time.
I mean,
got off to a good start.
And then they start wearing down because the offense couldn't stay.
Yeah, they got cutlered.
So from that standpoint, it's hard to imagine a team with three guys blocking one guy unable to put pressure on the quarterback. And so if the offense plays better, I wouldn't be surprised if the defense plays better simply because they'll be fresher. But that being said, I don't want to hear people say, oh, they finally got rid of those guys. And you know what I mean? Like, they got rid of Ndamukong Suh. He wasn't a team guy. And whatever. The whole team and the whole circumstance will make each unit better.
Yeah.
Not just the players.
I look at it from this standpoint. Because there is, like, you got to rely, I guess, on some potential on both sides. Like, because if we're looking at it, it's Gesicki and Devontae Parker are really the guys on offense. And I guess Kenyon Drake to a degree, because he's going to get that full production for a year.
Right.
But then on defense, you're looking like, you hope you're getting production from Charles Harris, Raekwon McMillan, Minkah Fitzpatrick. Like, there's a lot of key players you would think that need to really step up in that regard. And so I don't know which one's going to be tougher. I'd imagine if you have Tannehill in hand, it's got to be easier for those rookies or young guys to produce than it is just for the defensive guys who are going to take on a lot of responsibility or hopefully grow into their spots. Because, I mean, I think we really want to see more from Charles Harris this year. He was damn near a ghost last year. And you don't want it to be Deion Jordan 2.0.
It's all speculation. And Leroy, your speculation is no better than mine. No disrespect. But are you in love with the poop show, a.k.a. Tannehill?
Man.
I ask this question to everybody I talk to about Tannehill. It doesn't matter if I love Tannehill or not. But you give me a replacement, and then we'll talk. It's not like there's quarterbacks out there just open for the taking. And people say, let's just draft one. Really? So, and keep in mind, I've been around here long enough to know that Dolphins fans are tired of losing. You're all of a sudden going to tell me that you're willing to give up what you know you have to just wing it on another quarterback, a young quarterback.
Well, let's put it like this. If the last time Tannehill was the quarterback of this team, they made the playoffs. They developed with a better, they developed with seemingly a more balanced offense and a good running game. You seemingly still think you have a really good running game because people seem to be very, very high on Kenyon Drake and what he did. Because
he told us.
Yeah, absolutely. you brought in a veteran presence with Frank Gore, and now you've replaced the tight ends, who were Julius Thomas, who's a complete bum.
Called that one.
Oh, he stinks, man. with hopefully a young, mismatched tight end.
Right.
So there's some potential that you got to go for, but I think, like, if you look at the weapons, Danny Amendola and Albert Wilson replacing Jarvis Landry, will they have 100 catches between the both of them? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think we all looked at Jarvis Landry and we're like, hey, that was a value play. It wasn't a question that Jarvis Landry wasn't good. It's just we were sitting here for show upon show talking about you got to get value, and that's not value in your position. And yeah, the one thing I think that could really make or break this team on offense and take them to a new level is if Devontae Parker can finally take a step and be that guy for you.
Right, right. And what you started doing with your team is tried to build it with dependable guys at certain positions. And it's been hard to do at offensive line because if you think about it, most of the guys you've had to depend on or that you thought were team guys were hurt.
Incognito's a free agent now. I'm just saying. No?
Hey, if the Suns are taking back Goran Dragic, why can't the Dolphins take back Richie Incognito?
Apparently the Miami Hurricanes were hoarding a crazy person this entire time last year. We'll tell you about that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.